USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A few more bodies have been recovered from the partially collapsed apartment building in North Miami on Thursday. Nearly 100 people remain unaccounted for as rescue workers continued their search for survivors in the rubble. President Biden approved an emergency declaration in the state of Florida and ordered federal assistance to supplement state and local response efforts. In one press conference Thursday, President Biden touted a $1.2 billion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Then, the president held a second press conference with demands that need to be met. That has soured Senator Mitch McConnell, as heard on Fox News.
I think we've gone from optimism to pessimism as a result of the president's second press conference.
Extreme temperatures will reach the Pacific Northwest United States for the next few days. Portland, Oregon is expecting temperatures in the 110s through the weekend. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Forced labor in China is being called out again. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Department of Homeland Security has issued a withhold release order against the Hoshin Silicon Valley Chinese company that the U.S. claims relies on forced labor from Uyghurs, a Muslim minority in the northwest region of China, to make silica for solar panels, electronics, and other goods. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas explains how the U.S. will continue to import solar panels despite the withhold release.
We are focused on solar panels because of their advantages with respect to environmental impacts, but, and this is very important, we're going to root out forced labor wherever it exists, and we'll look for alternative products to achieve the environmental impacts that are a critical goal of this administration.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, my friend, and a TGIF to you. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Although the bill must pass both houses on Capitol Hill before becoming law, a $1.2 trillion infrastructure package has bipartisan agreement. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden says he and a bipartisan group of senators have come to an agreement on a $1 trillion infrastructure plan after meeting at the White House on Thursday. Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema is among those senators, and she praises the bipartisan efforts to get the deal done.
This historic agreement today between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate and with the President of the United States shows that when a group of people who are committed with shared values to solving the problems and challenges our country faces, we can use bipartisanship to solve these challenges.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson is red hot right now. He tells Motor Racing Network his feelings about racing Pocono this weekend.
I'm obviously excited to go to any racetrack right now, but I do enjoy Pocono a lot. I think that'll be a style of track that we're really fast at, hopefully. You know, it's three different corners, so, I mean, there's that'll make you a little bit nervous. But, yeah, I've always felt like I've gotten around there pretty well, even at Ganassi. So I'm excited to get there.
Explore the Pocono Mountains 350 is Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern from Long Pond, Pennsylvania. It'll be televised on NBCSN and Motor Racing Network. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.